Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Really happy to have Sasha joining us now. You can hear we did on our radio stations across the Stingray Country Network right now. And Sasha, you were just telling me you've been doing a lot of Zoom calls today with the camera on, doing a little more traditional chat right now. So basically your camera's off. You can do whatever the heck you want now. I don't know what you like to do when the camera's off, but you go for it. You can do it.
Right? I can do it. I can do whatever I want when the camera's off. Sorry, I have a little dog that might try and interrupt the interview. But
what kind of dog? I'm sitting beside my dog right here. Chihuahua, wiener dog mix. Yep, she's in my office.
Perfect.
Yep.
Oh, mine's a little Yorkie.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, teacup. This one will be a little bit well behaved. I'm going to grab him and take him away from the door.
That's okay. Fine. All right, Sasha, listen, I love this because I don't know anything about you. We were just saying that you work 7 days a week. That's what I was told. And you're so hardworking. Do you talk about what you do in your non-music life? Is this like a secret or like, because you're super smart, right? You do like money stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't talk about it. But yeah, I work at a financial institution.
Yeah.
And I juggle an artist career.
And not just an artist career. Come on. It's an artist career that's taking off. I was reading, they sent me this little boring stuff. But I get a bunch of stuff about this interview and, you know, all this stuff. And it all goes and says, you know, as she's been growing as an artist, it's been 2 years. Like, all of this stuff has just blew up for you in 2 years.
Well, you know what? Here's the truth. It's been like a decade, probably a decade and a half. 2 years of everything blowing up from the hard work from the years before that.
Of course.
So, yeah.
I saw a quote from you that basically said there was so many things that you could have stopped. Like, there was a lot of stop moments, right, Sasha? There was a lot of moments where things didn't go well and you were like, I could stop, but you didn't. What was the drive? What kept you going over that decade or more?
I have a passion for it. It's just like, it's something that has been in my heart since I was a child. I grew up around music, so it's just been a part of my environment. And I just feel like this is more than just something I like to do. It's like it's my calling, per se. I have a conviction about singing and doing music and reaching people through music. And although there is many times and opportunities where I could have quit, and even still, you know, you get those days or opportunities to give up on yourself. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen the reward of hard work and not quitting pay off, that gives me hope to continue to go. And I'm seeing things that I've dreamed of come to pass, and that's just my little sign that, you know, keep going, because if I quit, I would never have been able to see it.
So we talk a little bit about growing up with music in your life. Was there country music in your life back then, or was it all music and you just sort of one day thought, hey, I love the stories of country. I love the feel of country.
So I grew up in a little small town called Warkworth, Ontario, which is probably as country as it gets. We had a rodeo in town. So my upbringing gave me a heavy dose of country living and country music. Like, my friends, some of them lived on farms, so we'd have sleepovers over there. We grew our vegetables in our backyard. We had a lot of fun, a lot of good times, a lot of bad times. And it's just where I grew up, why country music is authentic for me. I had every genre of music that I was exposed to, even just through my parents being musicians. But when it comes to me telling my story and sharing my music, the best avenue for me is country music.
Well, it's working out really well for you. Do you still live in a small town, or did you move up, and are you in Toronto now?
I don't live in a small town anymore. I do like to go back and visit, but I'm in Oshawa, so I guess you can call it the Greater Toronto Area, yeah. But not quite Toronto.
It's good, right? You get the best of both worlds. You can zip in for a concert or a meeting, and then you can zip back out of the craziness.
Yeah, and the cool thing is the house that I grew up in, my parents' friend lived in it, and the last time I visited, my bedroom is still the same.
Oh, that so is so cool.
Yeah, it's too cool. So,
Did you say Warkworth?
In Warkworth, yeah.
Nice. All I know Warkworth about there is there's a prison, right? And that's all I know. Not because I went there. No, I didn't. I'm from Belleville. So I do know the, yeah. So as soon as you said it, I'm like, the only thing I know is that there's a prison there. So
I find that funny because that's what everyone says. Oh, the penitentiary. Or yeah. We know that. I'm like, well, there's also a cheese factory that was very notorious for it.
Yeah, man. It's all about fresh curd. And listen, Sasha, right. It's a day of or nothing.
That's right.
Right? If it's packaged, don't try to sell me that stuff. It's a day old. I'm out.
That's right.
You're going on the road with Maddie and Tay. So what's the training for that tour? Is this the biggest tour you've been on so far?
Well, it was actually postponed. So we're just waiting to hear for any rescheduling or any announcements.
Is that because, is that because of the baby? The baby, right?
They have a little baby on the team now. So just waiting for appropriate timing to get back in the swing of things. And I await the re-announcement for this tour.
So what are you doing in the meantime? You've been able to scramble and schedule some stuff? Are you heading out across the country?
Yeah, I've already got some shows lined up, which I'm really excited to share about on my socials pretty soon. And this new song We Did has hit radio. And
it's already top 40. It's already. You make it look so easy, Sasha. Like, I'm just telling you. Like, I know it's been decades, but, you know, your song comes out. It's top 40 already.
I can't believe it. I'm just like, whoa, what's going on? This is crazy. It's crazy.
All right, so basically you're going to head out and do some festivals. You did some stuff last year. Did you ever think you were going to play like the Calgary Stampede and things? Like, that's just crazy.
It was on my list. It was on my list. And the fact that I got to do it is just like, oh my gosh, it was incredible. And what a great experience and a crowd. And during, you know, a year where we thought that might not be possible and it happened. So I was so thankful for that opportunity. Would love to do it again.
How are the Rec Laws lucky enough to sing a song with you?
That experience in and of itself, wow. Like you probably already know the story. It was a TikTok thing. And I often wonder to myself, what would have happened if I'd never jumped on that duet? Like, who else would that have been? You know, and it's just like, I'm so thankful that I didn't procrastinate on that opportunity. And I just said, hey, what the heck? You know what? They've got a duet opportunity on their TikTok and they're inviting the fans and their audience to take part in the song. And, you know, I just jumped up, did my thing and turned around. And before you knew it, I'm getting an inbox DM from Jenna. And she invited me to be a part of the song. And I was literally in disbelief. I was literally like, is this a joke? And she's just like, LOL, no, it's not a joke. And it really wasn't a joke because I think maybe the following week I was in a studio with them and then I was shooting a music video and then we're at Calgary Stampede and Budweiser side stage and then closing out the CCMAs.
And it all happened because of a fan TikTok thing. That is, and you guys are now label mates, right? Like you guys are on the same, like, wow.
Yes. Incredible team. It's an honor. Like I just, and I've got some sort of gold plaque, you know, certified quickest streaming song in Canadian history on my wall. It's wow. Just unreal.
How do you keep, I mean, all these things have happened to you, right? And this is just the beginning. You were also named like on all the one to watch lists or whatever you want to call them. Is it like, you know, so what was the CMT? I'm trying to think of, you know.
Next one of country.
Yeah. Like all of this stuff is happening to you right now. This is so rewarding. What does your family think of all this? Do they even understand what the heck is going on with Sasha?
Yeah, they do. They're really proud. They're excited. Again, it's something that's just been a part of our, what we've known, you know, since childhood. And, Yeah, Mama's proud. Mama's proud. My brothers are proud. My sister's proud. And it's incredible.
And you say you grew up with some musicians and stuff. Will there ever be a collaboration? Like, will you ever get Mama on a record or up doing something live with you or your brothers and sisters?
Interesting. that would be really interesting. I didn't even think of that. I should have.
Yeah.
But
like, that'd be great.
That'd be very interesting.
I would make them go through
my little book.
I'd make them go through a TikTok contest first, though. Just you know,
100% audition.
That's right. No, no family deals here, guys.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I'm
right.
Not.
No partiality. Yeah.
So tell us about We Did. Such a personal song. Just came to you and was like, yeah, that's exactly the kind of vibe that I like. This is kind of a new Sasha 2.0 kind of thing already, right?
That's right. That's what they're saying these days, Sasha 2.0.
Yeah.
The energy of the song immediately when I heard it, I was like, yep, there it is. That's me. That's like a match made in heaven kind of thing. And that's usually the feeling. I don't really have to listen to too much of a song to know which ones are the ones I want to record. I also write as well, but because I'm juggling a lot right now, I haven't had as much time as I'd like to be creatively just investing in my own songwriting, but that's coming, and I'm so excited about that because I get to share and open up the door more to my my story and bring everyone along for the ride. But We Did is just kind of a teaser of all that's to come, and I'm so excited and just over the moon about the songs on this EP.
Okay, I got to ask you, it's spring now. The calendar says so. Weather, not so much yet, but what's your favorite part of spring? What are you looking forward to doing the most besides music? You can't say anything musical.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, I am looking forward to walking through. I like to go on a hike through like a conservation area.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to going back outdoors and enjoying the sunshine and going on walks.
We're just so much happier, right? Like we had some sun last week on the weekend kind of thing. And I went out for a long walk and you come back and you just feel like you're a different person, don't you? Like,
totally energized, totally revived. The power of like sunshine and warmer weather.
My dog forgets how to walk every year though. Like she'll stop and sniff everything. Like she's never walked in her entire life. Like the first couple times out.
That's the issue I have with my little guy too, especially funny enough in spring. And I think it's because everything starts to surface and they can smell, you know, all the stuff coming up. So yeah, I've got the same issue.
And then they get like, yours is a small dog like mine. So they get muddy. Like my dog has to find the muddiest, saltiest, sandiest spot to walk in.
It's like bath time more often than not.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, I love We Did, and I love your story, Sasha. I can't wait to see you in person. Thank you very much
for doing this.
I know you work 7 days a week, and you spend a little time with me, and I appreciate that so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time and your support on this single, and I do look forward to meeting you as well.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.